Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, thank you so much to them for sponsoring me on this show, the studio, and everything else associated with it. You can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Also, they're located in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. We're talking snowmobiles, side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs. Not to mention, let's see, what else? E-bikes, motorcycles, snowmobiles. We're on the verge of a potential hype train. 62% there. We've got 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to get it. If you subscribe, give a gift to someone, or use bits, that means easy gets to the next level. I don't know what that means, but I'm just reading it in front of me. That's what Chris says. What's that mean? Oh, fuck, I don't know. I have no idea. But I want to get there because it says it in front of me. Molly just gave me 100 bits. Now that I do know is actual cash in my pocket. You as a viewer on Twitch, some of you like give Twitch your cash and then you get bits in exchange and they work like currency on here. So I think basically she just gave me a buck. That's so sweet of you. That means I'm 68% there. Damn it. All right. Chris says, I can't help the train. I'm too cheap. Nah, fuck it. I wouldn't either. David in Hudsonville says, resubbing is a pain. Wow. I wish I could say that I could relate to that, but I don't, I don't know how it is on your end. Let's get after discussing the thing that everybody wants to talk about, and that is Fatathon. First of all, let's take a look at our pal, Jeremy. I have before and after photos. Now, he's not done. He's in the middle of Fatathon, week number 23 for him. But let's take a peek because I have his before photos, like when he was just getting started on Fatathon, and where he is right now. Leading up to this week, he had lost a total. Let me do this. Let me go and tell you where he's at after this week. And then I'll show you those pictures, okay? First of all, he writes, truthfully, I'm pretty pissed off at myself. So as soon as I read that, I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here? You know? He says, I was down way more throughout the week than what I'm about to share with you, EZ. But my mom took my sister and myself out for dinner this weekend, and I was a jackass. So with that being said, you're thinking, all right, you probably ballooned. No, he lost 1.4 pounds from the last time since we spoke. He says, I should have done way better. You know, here's the thing. You know that, and then you feel bad about it. You're like, ah, what the hell? You know what's interesting is if you ever do go out to eat, and even though you're eating out, you still are successful in, like, what you want to eat, that's always a great feeling. You know, if you can do things in an appropriate way instead of just pigging out, you know. I get it. But anyway, down another 1.4 pounds. That means in 23 weeks, he is down 66.7 to put him at 268.7. Okay, let's get after the image. That's not it. That is definitely not it. The one is Jeremy when he got started and then where he is right now. I mean, this is a whole ass that you can actually see an ass crack there on the side of his body that is now gone. That's fantastic. I'm a little disturbed by the amount of budding dick that I'm seeing. I wish I hadn't seen that, but that's just the way it goes. But good for you, man. You are well on your way. Jeremy says, I had salmon and scallops and a cake with ice. And a cake? You ate a whole cake? Chris says, dude, you can almost see your dick. Seriously, well done. Now you got a whole week to prepare for 1 week from now when we do this again. Well on your way to your goal. Keep it up. I'm saving the absolute best for last. Rebecca weighs in. Good morning, Easy. This week was meh. I fucked around and found out with the Valentine's treats. They were delicious. So Jeremy he set me up with, oh man, I fucked up. Rebecca, same thing. She lost 1 pound. All right. Actually, 1.1. Started at 2, or last week she was at 287.7, now down to 286.6 for a total of 8.4 pounds lost in 4 weeks. All right, you're still averaging 2.1, but you need to put in some solid work and get that average up. We want that average closer to 3. And if things work out, 3 to 3.5. Let us turn our attention to Nikki in Portland, Maine. What did she write? I just read it. She is 4 weeks in. She is down 1.8. Now, the previous week, she was down 8. I take it back. In the previous week, Nikki had dropped 9.1 because during that week, she was ill. And she was concerned about, like, having a bounce back where she gained some of it back, but she did not. She continued doing well and is now down 17.1 total in 4 weeks. So she kind of, like, used that illness to her advantage. But I'm just glad to see the scale drop. But I saved the best for last. And I can't believe I'm saying that. Because I went into this when this person said, I want to get in on Fatathon. I was like, there's no way you're going to survive this. And in 1 week, she was already like giving me excuses. This is hard. And I busted her ass. Well, don't look now, but Amanda is getting some momentum. She has dropped below 300 I don't know how long it's been, but I imagine a fair amount of time. She is really going in the right direction now as she knocks off 2.6 to earn star on the forehead, star on the blubber. As she's down a total of 17.4 pounds in 6 weeks. I'm excited about this. She dips to 299.9 1.4. And I think she's starting, it's starting to get through her head. Let me finish this coffee. I'm going to read to you what she wrote to me. This was so great what she wrote. I wanted to run through a wall after I read it. I was like, fuck yes. Let's do this. Let's do this. She wrote this to me, which tells me she's kind of starting to like focus. Because remember the first few weeks, she was like, acting like an idiot about this and coming up with a bunch of excuses. But now she rips off a 2.6, a minus 2.6. And I'm like, okay, it's getting through. She's getting the eye of the tiger. She wrote this. One of my Facebook friends posted this and it spoke to me. This is it. Let's be honest. Your laziness today is destroying your future. One, every time you skip the work, you're choosing comfort now over success later. Excuse me. Two, no one will come to save you. Your life is 100% your responsibility. Three, lazy people don't rest. They waste time and call it self-care. You hear about that? Whenever you fucking idiots say, oh, I'm taking time for myself to sit here and be a piece of shit. Yeah, whatever, you lazy fuck. Four, in 5 years, you'll either be proud of your discipline or regret your excuses. Oh, my God. That's so true. When you're 5 years older and you're still a piece of, if a person's still a piece of shit, they're like, oh, my God, what was I doing? I wasted all the time. Yeah, you're right. Number five, the world does not reward effort. It rewards results. And lazy people don't deliver. She is turning into a fucking floor general. Six, someone out there is working harder than you. That's the person who will take your dream job, without a doubt. I mean, let's be honest here. You can actually relate that to the real world. If I've got two people and they're both qualified the same, but one's a fat fuck, there is no way I'm hiring that fat ass. Number seven, your habits today shape your future. If laziness is your habit, failure will be your reality. Oh, my God, this is incredible. And number eight, being lazy is a choice. Success is two. Which one will you pick? Oh! The harsh truth. If you're lazy today, you'll suffer tomorrow. Choose better. Start now. Not my words. One of Amanda's Facebook friends sent that to her, and then she shared it with me. Yeah, you know what you need to do? You need to fucking print that, cut it out, and put it everywhere that your eyes see. Put it by the fridge, okay? You have some serious momentum now. Harness that, focus, and then try to have a great day today. And then try to do it again tomorrow. And then just hang on 7 days and we will reconvene and we'll be reporting on you now dropping even more weight. I am so excited for you. And let's not look down the road over. You got a long way to go. You got this. Let's just worry about today. Let's just worry about today. That's all you got to do. And that goes for all you slobs. Okay? You're doing great. I love you. I am excited for you. My God. Amanda keeps it real and writes, I probably could have lost more if I'd thrown up my dinner from Friday after getting drunk on tequila. And then it says, Rose, and if I had sex Saturday night with my ex like I wanted to. Oh, tequila. Okay. After getting drunk on tequila, Rose, and if I had sex Saturday night with my ex like I wanted to. All right. That is all. I take back everything I said about you. I don't even want to know you. You have made me more disgusted than I have been since the last time you wrote on here. It seems like the only time I get disgusted on this is when you type something. My God. I don't want to hear about you throwing up your dinner. I don't want to hear about you shitting out a pound of feces. And until you drop another 160 bills, I don't want to hear about you having sex. Okay? Corey says the tried and true method of bulimia. Yeah, I don't want you to open up Pandora's box on throwing up your food. If you ever get to a point where you're attractive, I want you to lose this tendency to be the most sickening individual on the planet. My God. Anyway, congratulations to all of you. Amy, runner girl Amy says, I think Amanda is funny. No, she is. There's no question, but she's also gross. Most of the time, women aren't funny. All right, that's just not their strong suit. Amanda's reasonably funny, but she mixes it in with being gross. The only people that would find Amanda funny are chicks. And they are. They're loving it. They think she's hysterical. David says that alcohol is pure calories. Yeah, I don't know if drinking is your best choice, Amanda. You might want to kind of be very, very careful with that one. Murder lover Linda writes, the women here are funny, easy. I don't know. Maybe. Amanda says, that was my lonely Valentine treat. All right. Here we go. I finally took some advice. David says, by the way, when Amanda says, that was my lonely Valentine's treat, David says, that is an excuse. Yeah, I don't want to get into policing people and, you know, she was minus on the scale. So I can't really condemn her. Remember, she had an outstanding week. I finally took some advice and did something that murder lover Linda, well, in terms of watching, she had suggested that I watch the American Manhunt O.J. Simpson documentary. And she also suggested, and Amanda was like, yeah, you got to watch that. And I did. It was also suggested to me by Linda that I do a separate show just to discuss that show. And yeah, maybe. I don't know if I... It could work. At least just to break it down for a handful of minutes. I don't really want to do that here, though. I don't want to spoil anything, but I am going to describe to you what this fucking thing did to me. Because I watched it over the weekend, and I could not get it out of my head. This thing affected me. Like, when I watched Making a Murderer, the frustration level with that piece of, with that multi-episode show on Netflix years ago, I remember being just like, how can this possibly be? And I felt the same way, but probably worse, when I was watching the OJ thing. And the crazy thing of it is I watched two of the four episodes, and then on Saturday morning, I'm speaking with my brother. And I just mentioned that I was watching it. And he goes, what? I said to him, I just quit watching it, and then I picked up your phone call. He, amazingly, was doing the same exact thing as I was. And he finished episode two and called me, like, almost at about the same time that I finished up episode two. So I'm talking to him about this, and my God, he said I had to put it down. I had to put it away because it was messing with my head. So then after we had that conversation, I watched the other two episodes and I consumed this whole thing. And then it was like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I still, to some degree, am thinking about it. You kind of, being that it's over 30 years ago, Tyler says, is this on Netflix? Yes. David says, were there really that many new details? Well, I don't know if necessarily it's new details, but you get a real telescoping in of the particulars of this case, including a real thorough deep dive on the timeline on the night that this all happened. And they piece it all up in like the order that it took place. And they tell you about the possibilities that this absolutely happened. Amanda says, Eric, you need to do this on Patreon. I might. But I just want to talk about why I liked it. I'm not going to get into anything specific. Because being that this was so long ago, most people have lost sight of what unfolded. And in order to get an idea of everything that happened and the amount of evidence that took place and the problems which caused the whole not guilty thing, you have to watch it. Because if you were to pay attention, you would have back in whatever year it was, you would have had to have paid attention for a full year, because that's how long this case went. At least that's how long the jury was sequestered. Think about that. The way they did this, they had these people, these poor people, this jury, locked away for a full fucking year. That's sometimes forgotten. I wasn't aware that that much time took place from the beginning of that trial to the end of it. But that's true. They also do an outstanding job in giving you an idea of the evidence. In particular, the blood and what went on there. There's also things you hear from people that were not ever really talked about during the case. And there's specific reasons why these witnesses that are seen and talked to in the Netflix documentary, why they weren't involved in the case itself. There's also a list of reasons in my brain as to how they went about acquitting Simpson. I'll say this. The defense, what a goddamn effort. This might have been the best bit of lawyering, to take someone who is 1,000,000% guilty and prove, kind of like taking that reasonable doubt thing and inserting it into the jury. And there's a number of reasons why this was very, very effective. And I think, honestly, that we need to break it down further. So let's plan on that. Let's plan on reconvening. We will do an official EZ Show Patreon podcast about American Manhunt O.J. Simpson.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I really think you should watch it. You will love it. It goes fast, and it's fucking frustrating. I guess murder lover Linda is now, well, Maureen says, personal friends of Kato Kaelin. I doubt your personal friends. I guess there was some interaction on Instagram. By the way, Kato Kaelin seems like one of the most likable people on the planet. Okay. All right. So I just wanted to throw that out there. There is a image that exists online that you do not want to see of Nicole Brown Simpson. Most people remember the crime scene photos, but there are photos that are actually out there that show you, like, it's really bad. I mean, what you see regularly when you just search it out is bad enough. But there are other people, like there's an image that exists of her with like a big black bar over her neck. That photo, if you look hard enough, is available. And it'll haunt your dreams. You don't ever want to go there. Okay? They described it as overkill. Like dead and then some. That's how they described it. Absolutely horrific. Okay. Friday at the Eric Zane Show podcast household, I said to Pooh Bear, I go, all right, so what are we doing? It's Valentine's. And she then said, you know what? Let's go get sushi. And that's just a legendary thing. We go to this place in town here in Granville, Sakura, and we pull in and it's packed. But I knew we were living right because I pulled into the place. And there was a guy backing out. There was no parking spots. There was a guy backing out just as I pulled in. Absolutely perfect. We pull in there. We walk in. It is wall-to-wall people. Remarkable. Now, this is the type of place where you all sit at the square table, and then chef shows up with the cart, and he takes the onion. And then he makes volcano, and he makes choo-choo train. And then he does the egg trick where he spins the egg, and then he flips it up in the air, and it lands in his hat and all that other shit. Well, we always avoid the table. I don't want the table. I want the sushi bar. And the first thing we always do when we go into this place, we look at the sushi bar. And there's like 12 seats and two people at it. Everyone is there to sit at the tables. Not us. So this is the only day of the year that they take reservations. So everyone there either has reservations or they're trying to get a walk-in, an open spot. And they're like, okay, the wait will be 2.5 hours. I go up, and there's a dickhead in front of me with his wife. And I don't know what's going on, but Pooh Bear's picked up on it. He's like being incredibly insulting to his wife. And she goes, this guy's an asshole. I go, what's going on? She goes, well, and she explains to me that for some reason he got bent out of shape at the wife. And he actually said, yeah, why don't you watch how you talk to me or something like that. And prior to that, Pooh detected nothing. So, and he's just got this pissed off look on his face. And then, when you're in the lobby area, there's people that are either walking through the line to go to the restroom or to leave the building. And this dad and his little kid comes walking through and he goes, excuse me. And he just wants to leave. And I actually hear this, and this guy goes, yeah, line's in the back. And the guy goes, yeah, we're leaving. And then the wife just has this look of like, oh, my God, this asshole. I can only take so much more of this shit, you know? And he's just a cock. Amy points it out. Holy shit, if that's what he says in public, what does he say in private? Exactly. So we're sitting there keeping an eye on this guy. He gets up. He talks to the lady at the desk, and then he's gone. I never saw him again. I go up there, and I go, yeah, two for sushi bar. She goes, okay, let me put your name down. And she goes, we'll text you when it's time. So that, of course, worked out, just a handful of minutes. No big deal. But we're walking to the back to go so that Pooh Bear can get a drink. And there's a dude there. Might have been the biggest human I've ever seen, not fat. He was probably about 6'8", 6'9", and just an enormous individual. Probably about 40 years old, long, bushy beard with shit in it, a hat and a Carhartt on, dirty blue jeans and boots. It looked like he just got done shoveling pig shit. And he had a Hudsonville Eagles hoodie on underneath the Carhartt. And I see the guy, and I look up at him. He is a solid foot and maybe 2 inches taller than me. And I look up at this guy, and he makes eye contact with me. And I look at him. I look at him like this. And I go, dude, if anybody gives you any trouble, you let me know. And this big fucker looks at me and starts laughing. He thought I was the funniest fucker in the room over that. And I said it loud enough so that the general people around us would hear it, to see this little fuck me telling him, who makes Thor look like a fucking midget, hey, if anybody gives you any trouble, let me know. And then he goes, I think I got it covered. I think I got it covered, big guy. I go, thank you, buddy. Off I go. We crushed our sushi. And the way we do it now is when you walk up to the sushi bar, there's always the Mexicans who are making the sushi. And they barely speak English. And you go up, and the first thing you do is say, here you go, guys. This is so I don't forget. And you put the money in the tip jar. In this case, it was five $1 bills. I said, here's $5 for you guys. And I drop it in there. That's a bare minimum because they get a percentage of the tips anyway. But I usually want to go more than five, but that's all I had. And boy, do they take care of you. That is a part of the experience when we go to this place. Man, I cannot stress enough how much I love their sushi. Chris says, what are your favorite rolls? And I think the one I'm eating. I have never eaten anything there. I usually don't even give a shit. I just go this one, and this one. I don't care. And they're always great. I'm a late bloomer, too. I didn't even start liking sushi till just a handful of years ago. Now I just can't get enough of it. I think also, if you eat it right there, it's great. And but if you take it home, it's the worst. You got to eat it there or like soon after. If you take it home and eat it in the fridge, it's like eating like skin. Molly says, I don't like the idea of raw fish. Oh, yeah. Okay. There is a little acquired taste to it, but when it comes to like tuna and salmon, in particular, absolutely immaculate. Amazing stuff. All right. For those who are enjoying the show on Facebook and on YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. The rest of the show is available on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and just search Eric Zane Live there, all one word. And you can get the rest of the show Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, it's 10 a.m.-ish Friday, 9 a.m.-ish. Once in a while, it starts right at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Most of the time, it's ish. So there you go. Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where we will be discussing. I'm going to bring in the services of Amanda and Linda and anyone else who wants to discuss the O.J. Simpson American Manhunt video. There's a lot of nuances in that show that you just forgot about that we have to discuss. That'll be part of patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. And I just got a new person on Patreon who took advantage of the 7 days free. That would be Vinny B. Thank you. Vinny B. Jones, I appreciate you signing up for 7 days free. You do that, and then you can cancel it right after, and you still get the 7 days free. And then if you're like, after the 7 days free, you're like, all right, you know what? This is good. I can get used to this. Then you just go back into your profile and re-enable your card, and you're there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. That's eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you to Shoreliner Striping, by the way. They just signed up for another year of marketing. I appreciate you so much. Okay. So I'm kicking the folks on Facebook and YouTube out. Catch me on Twitch. Sign up. It's free. All right. Open and live stream of this show brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They're in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Great place to get your vehicle repaired. They have free loaner cars there. Great family-run business. They've been a part of this show since its inception. And so glad to have them. ervines.com for a trusted place to get your vehicles repaired. ervines.com. Grand Rapids Gold are back at it coming up on Saturday. All right. GrandRapidsGold.com to get tickets for Paw Patrol Night. That's Saturday. Your kids are going to love Paw Patrol Night. Kids, grandkids, you name it. Get some tickets and join me at the Grand Rapids Gold game on Saturday. I will be there. The basketball action is fantastic, and you will have a great time with the Grand Rapids Gold. Again, tickets at GrandRapidsGold.com. 7 p.m. tip on Saturday. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. They've been cutting hair for dudes and chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years. You can find them at kingsroom.net. That's kingsroom.net. Three locations in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've got Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. That's where I went on Wednesday to get the haircut. $19 a haircut plus tip. You can head to their website, kingsroom.net, for exact locations and schedules of, you know, whoever you have cutting your hair. There you go. Kingsroom.net. Fantastic place to get your hair cut. The NHL All-Star Weekend. All right, this is fantastic. You know, in other sports, like in football, the All-Star Weekend is a flag football game. I'm not kidding you. Like in the NFL, if you do flag, if you are like an all-pro, they play a flag football game. In basketball, there's no defense. The scoring's through the roof. The players don't even work up a sweat. In hockey, much different. Everything's on the line. National pride is on the line. For this year, the NHL broke up the league into four teams representing four countries: Finland, Sweden, the U.S., and Canada. It was called the Four Nations Tournament. It's a round-robin tournament, and over the period of a few days, you see who is the best. And over the weekend, Canada took on the U.S. All these games are happening in Canada. This is interesting because this tournament happens right when all Canadians want to kill the United States. Canada wants to invade the United States and destroy us. They're so pissed off. Now, that would never happen. They don't. This is the worst that Canada can possibly do to us. The worst thing Canada can possibly do to us is boo during the national anthem. And they've been doing that. So as this tournament gets started, you have every time the U.S. plays in Canada, they'll do the national anthem, and the crowd boos, like, ah, fuck you and your tariffs, Trump. We hate you. We hate you. So we get to this game. The U.S. is playing Canada over the weekend. And Matt Tkachuk has already said, hey, I hate that they're booing the U.S. national anthem. He's an American player, and him and his brother Brady are on the American team. So they line up, and they drop the puck. And as soon as the puck drops, Matt Tkachuk is like, all right, let's do this. Let's get into a fist fight. So let's break this down. Okay, it starts with the referee helmet cam. These two guys are not going to fight. It's the wingers.
And this four.
All right, so there you go. As soon as the puck drops, these two guys right here, they are fighting.
Nation's face-off matchup is underway, and the gloves are off. Hagel. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel. Hagel from Tampa Bay, Tkachuk from Florida.
Matt's brother Brady still got his helmet up.
More vocally involved if that's possible. And this start, if you can call it that way, even started.
Yeah, all right,
reminiscent of the old days.
Here we go. Little chat at the start. Hagel and Matthew Tkachuk drop right off the hop. And I'm telling you, Sean.
Hey, now this is key. Listen to this comment this dude makes.
I'm standing down here, and I think there's zero chance that we see the puck hit the ice for more than 1 second before we're going to see both Tkachuk brothers sitting in the same penalty box.
Okay, now there's Brady, and he's like, all right, we're going to go.
Well, Brady's out there, and Sam Bennett, who's been thrust into their lineup tonight, he did not play against Sweden, is taking the faceoff. Okay, he's clearly...
These two, they're taking the draw. Tkachuk and Bennett, and then watch this.
In there to help match the United States physicality, brings a lot of grit, a lot of sandpaper.
This was set up.
And here they come right here.
Right before the first Tkachuk fight, this was set up. Here you go.
Okay, a big right.
Tkachuk in both Calgary and the last three in Florida,
than when they
fighting
just
Matthew's
them?
Brother Brady.
Because they got time to square off, the crowd
when the
standing
first
up.
Face-off,
this is the All-Star game, goddammit.
Was about to hit the ice. Brady Tkachuk yelled across to Bennett, and he said, hey, Benny, after this, we're going. And so the change was made. Bennett jumped on the ice, and 3 seconds, two fights.
Ridiculous.
We thought it would be
absolutely
a wild
ridiculous
night here in Montreal.
Okay. So then
we're
you
off
know,
to this start.
Like they said, they're
Matthew
in Montreal
Tkachuk
having a good time.
There
we go, Team USA,
after
Team
the game.
Canada. By the way, USA won 3-1.
Against Finland about the booing of the U.S. anthem, he said, I don't like it. Team USA said they use it as a motivator.
Okay, so now
coaches
here we go.
And players
play
on both sides said they hoped it wouldn't happen tonight. It did.
Dump it in. Goalie freezes the puck.
It's helped set the tone. Charlie McAvoy put one on net. Now we're 9 seconds in. We have
okay,
a fight.
We'll go it again.
Seconds in, another one. 1 second later. Now in the center of the action, it's Colt Parayko and JT Miller.
Okay, now Parayko is like six inches taller than JT Miller. But yeah.
Parayko's got a big size advantage. Miller's a tough dude. And
okay, Parayko definitely wins this fight. JT Miller
this
doesn't even land a punch.
Like 1996 when this building opened up.
JT Miller's like, thank God. Thank God I'm not dead. Miller dropped his gloves in that one, and no one else was. If you notice here, number 10, JT Miller, watch him.
And Matthew's dad.
He drops them, and then no one else has dropped their gloves. He just wants to fight somebody. And look at how much bigger Parayko is. He's like, all right, you little
he
fucker.
Described what a physical battle that
shit
was
up.
Throughout the three-game series against Canada.
You little shit.
And he was right at the center.
He was, and his boys are tonight. Miller had his gloves off. He was looking for Parayko as the puck was covered by Binnington.
Oh, God.
Eventually.
All right, so that's all we need to cover. I mean, is there anything else that anybody could possibly care about? Fuck no. But I guess the U.S. won, and they move on to the finals of that tournament. So there you are at that game, 9 seconds in, three fights. My God. Chris says, notice how Eichel bitch tits skates away. Bob says, now this is hockey. Aram says, which of the four teams does the Russian hockey player, for example, play for? Russian players are not in this tournament. I don't know why that is. I don't know why they weren't included in it. But I'm guessing politics had something to do with it. Bob says, I thought I saw a clip of the goalies going at it. There was almost a goalie fight the other night here at the rink. Was it a couple of nights ago? Our guy, Sebastian Kosa, skated the length of the ice and kind of was standing around. I was like, uh-oh. Maybe they're going to mix it up, but they didn't. So I don't know. Aram says, oh, so it literally just four country natives. Well, yeah, it's called the Four Nations Tournament. What the fuck? Do you think it's called the Four Nations Tournament and there's five nations in it? Or you can get a, oh, yeah, so-and-so Kapokoff is playing for the Canadian team. That doesn't, I mean, think about that. Yes, it's Four Nations, you dipshit. What the fuck? Cole says, if Canada wins in regulation today versus Finland, the U.S. and Canada will play for the championship on Thursday in Boston. Well, thank you, Cole. I appreciate that. That is good to know. So now Finland has no chance against Canada. I would love that. That would be a fantastic rematch. And they'd play it in the U.S. too. Very cool. Aram, who I think has the tism, says, that's interesting. So even if the best player in the league is from Russia, he can't play. You're figuring it out, son. Slowly but surely, it's getting through your brain. And that's fantastic. Chris says, the tism is strong today. Absolutely. Cole says, Russia is banned from international competition. I don't know why. Ask Chris here or ask Cole. He'll explain it to you. Okay, that's it. I've got the workplace staff meeting to get to. And I will talk to you when it gets done. So on Mondays, we kind of split the live stream up into two parts. Rebecca says Russia is banned for doping. Yoda World says, thanks for the show. I'll be back. I'll be back later on with the second half of this show after radio staff meeting. The week has begun. Always busy. Always grinding. The Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.